We know that the coronavirus attacks the lungs, but when cases of coronavirus were spiking in Italy a few months ago, researchers also began looking at patients' brains and found the disease has neurological symptoms. Dr. Armando Piccini is a psychiatrist and founder of the Brain Research Foundation in Italy. His research looked at the effects on the brain of coronavirus and at rates of suicide during the outbreak in Italy.
We have seen that there is growing evidence of neurological complication and disease in patients with COVID-19. Symptoms like confusion, headache, and the loss of the sense of touch in the finger.
And for some patients, they actually had strokes. So it sounds like these symptoms can get very severe.
Yes, very, very severe. So some people die. There are some chemical attacks and some hemorrhagic attack that derives from the action of the virus on the blood vessels.
There has been an increase, as you've noticed, in deaths by suicide and suicide ideation among Italians since the coronavirus outbreak. You're a psychiatrist, Dr. Piccini. Is there any biological connection between the neurological symptoms that you've been observing and suicide?
Yes, I think that there is a neurobiological, because there is the attack of the virus to the nervous central system. But we have done a study on the number of suicide in Italy, and we have seen that there is an increase that depends principally from two reasons. The first one is to be afraid to be attacked by the virus, and the second one that is connected with the COVID-19 is the loss of the job, the economic crisis. In about 2 months, we have registered about 40 suicides that are connected with the coronavirus and 23 attempts to suicide. We have excluded for our study all the suicide that has no connection with the coronavirus. I think that there is even a neurobiological and a social situation that involves the coronavirus.
So let me just get this straight. Are you saying, doctor, that the brain undergoes neurological changes during any kind of major catastrophe or emergency, such as what we're facing with the coronavirus?
We have seen in the literature that there are some other catastrophes, like the economic crash 2008.
So your research team is proposing a task force to be established during widespread emergencies like COVID-19, precisely because of the increase in suicides and suicide ideation. So what exactly are you proposing, and how have Italian members of parliament responded to it?
Yes, I have been contacted from some members of the parliament to prepare a law together to constitute an organism where it's possible to have the work of psychiatrists, of psychologists, of technical rehabilitation on psychiatry for the helping of the people that is in this emergency situation.
So a multidisciplinary task force to tackle all aspects of mental health emergencies. Did it get a good reception in Parliament?
Yes, yes. I think that even party that fight agree this kind of law, and there are a good participation of a number of member of parliament to subscribe this kind of law.
Dr. Armando Piccini, a psychiatrist and founder of the Brain Research Foundation in Italy. He's speaking with us about the neurological symptoms from COVID-19 and its effect on the brain. Dr. Piccini, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You can connect with mental health crisis resources online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.